are no longer met. 0%.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Workers at a massive Kansas City wood pallet warehouse fire escaped to safety Thursday, but three firefighters have been hospitalized. The firefighters hospitalized for minor burns and heat exposure after battling flames at Pioneer Pallets Warehouse. About 160 firefighters were helping to put out the flames. It is not yet known what caused the blaze. And a Finney County man sits behind bars following an investigation involving a minor. J.P. Pizzette has the details.
Wednesday, the Garden City Police arrested 55-year-old Dale Nicodemus in connection with sex crimes with a 15-year-old girl. The incidents reportedly took place in December of 2022. Nicodemus was apprehended at his residence. He now faces serious charges, including rape, aggravated indecent liberties with a child, aggravated solicitation of a child, sexual exploitation of a child, and attempted aggravated criminal sodomy.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
This Father's Day, find the perfect gift for the dad who loves the perfect yard. From steel chainsaws and blowers to trimmers and edgers, you'll find gas-powered tools that dad is sure to love. Visit your local steel dealer and save $20 on the BG50 blower. Now just $129.99. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Was $149.99 MSRP. Offer valid for a limited time at participating dealers while supplies last.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the...
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug.
Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com. Based on most first place rankings, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. Providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly joined a group of governors in calling on Congress to protect and increase federal investment in child care in the upcoming fiscal year 2024 budget. Alongside governors from nine states, they sent a letter to congressional leaders urging them to provide the resources child care centers need to stay open and retain workers. Governor Kelly said here in Kansas, they are working to make it possible for every Kansas family to find an affordable option for child care. However, they can't do it alone. And that's why she joined fellow governors in urging Congress to make critical investments to support families and grow the workforce. Congress supplied one-time funding to aid child care during the pandemic, but the need for child care funding remains as important as ever. In Kansas, a lack of child care options hurts economic and workforce development, as 6% of Kansans who don't work say it's because they cannot find affordable child care. According to a recent report, the average cost for a toddler in center-based child care in Kansas costs the median two-parent household 8% of its income and the median one-parent household 26% of its income. Kansas has invested in child care as a vital component of workforce and economic development success. In 2022, Governor Kelly signed House Bill 2237, which is a bipartisan bill that expands child care tax credits that provide child care to employees, and announced $53 million in appreciation bonuses for eligible child care staff at licensed facilities. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks opened Ellis City Lake to public fishing salvage in September 2022 due to concerns surrounding low water levels, and the public salvage liberalized methods by which fish could be taken and removed all applicable length and krill limits. Currently, increased water level and improved inflow prospects have negated the utility of the public fish salvage at Ellis City Lake, so the public salvage order will be rescinded along with removal of on-site salvage order signage. The following conditions will result from termination of the public fish salvage order: Legal fishing equipment for each angler will consist of up to two rods, three with a three-pole permit, with no more than two baited hooks, single or treble, or artificial lures per line. And if two artificial lures are used, the fishing line shall not exceed six hooks. Fish harvest will be regulated by harvest regulations posted on informational kiosks present at the lake, and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks will resume fish sampling activities and fish stocking at the discretion of the district fisheries biologist. For more information, you can contact Dave Spalsbury, the district fisheries biologist, at 785-726-3212. A reconstruction project on a portion of U.S. 36 in Phillipsburg is expected to begin Wednesday, June 21st. The project will involve the removal and replacement of the pavement on U.S. 36, or State Street, between 5th Street and 8th Street. The eastbound lanes will be constructed first, with traffic shifted head-to-head in the westbound lanes, and construction of the westbound lanes will begin upon completion of the eastbound portion. An 11-foot width restriction will be in effect for the duration of the project. This construction is expected to be completed in October, conditions permitting. Smoky Hill of Salina is the primary contractor with a total contract cost of $1.2 million. The project is part of the Kansas Department of Transportation's City Connecting Link Improvement Program, which helps cities maintain, repair, and improve highway routes that are located within city limits. For more information, you can contact Phillipsburg Director of Public Works, Tim Driggs, at 785-543-5234, or the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6200. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
According to the unofficial minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Education for Unified School District 211 that was held on June 12th at 7 p.m., the regular meeting of the Board of Education for USD 211 was called to order at the Alice Tweet Center by President Jennifer Miller, and five members were present, so quorum was declared. Superintendent Corey Roy discussed a family-friendly workplace environment survey that was given to the staff of US 211 in the fall of 2022. Items from the survey were ranked on importance to staff and how USD 211 handled those items. The three top items brought up were a breastfeeding room for new mothers and infants in each building, family fun events, and assistance for mental health to staff and students. Superintendent Roy agreed that these three things are important, and he's working on implementing them throughout the district. USD 211 will also be participating in Match Day on June 28th. Superintendent Roy asked the board for permission to start an endowment for USD 211, explaining that this endowment would go to cover costs of things that come up throughout the future, such as educational extracurricular activities, curriculum and program support, classroom equipment, facility improvement, and many other things that might help make improvements to the district. The Board of Education gave unanimous approval to start an endowment fund after Match Day. Deputy Ryan Blecka was present with his canine partner, Jada. Deputy Blecka and Jada presented on what bringing a canine drug dog into the Norton Community Schools would look like and the benefits it would bring, such as keeping drugs out of the school. And the board agreed that this would be a great asset for USD 211. Deputy Blecka also talked about a program called Adopt a Cop, where a cop would be assigned to a school to get to know the kids and be there to humanize law enforcement to children. He was part of this program when he was an officer in Hayes, and he said it was beneficial to him and the students at the school. The Board of Education agreed that this program would also be a great asset to USD 211. No meal price decisions were made at the meeting. However, kindergartners will no longer be charged the annual snack milk fee starting in the 2023-2024 school year. Superintendent Roy then recommended to the board not to change the price of textbook fees for the 2023-2024 school year. Ryan Katz motioned and John Granberry seconded a motion to keep the textbook fees the same for the 2023-2024 school year, and the motion passed 6-0. Superintendent Roy went over the student accident insurance renewal information that Aaron Hale with Iron Insurance Partners sent over and stated that there will be no price or coverage change for the 2023-2024 school year. John Granberry then motioned and Dina Winty seconded to approve the renewal of the student accident insurance through Iron Insurance Partners for the 2023-2024 school year. Bobby Murray shared the updates to the Eisenhower Elementary School employee and student handbooks. Troy Kieswetter reviewed the changes to the 23-24 Norton Community High School student handbook. And Bill Johnson reviewed the Norton Junior High School handbook. The adoption of the handbooks will be considered at the July meeting. After an executive session to discuss personnel job assignments pursuant to the personnel exception under KOMA, a motion was made by Dina Winty and seconded by Ryan Katz to approve the nomination of Morgan Wagner for the Eisenhower Elementary School Secretary and Brooke Jensen for 5th and 6th grade at-risk tutor. The motion passed 6-0. A motion was made by Dina Winty and seconded by John Granberry to accept the resignation of Alan Schuckman from the high school cafeteria, and the motion passed 6-0. A motion was made to allow the superintendent and or treasurer to pay the 2022-2023 year-end bills as received on or before July 1, 2023. And Jamie Amlong motioned to allow the superintendent and or treasurer to pay the 2022-2023 year-end bills as received on or before July 1, 2023, and transfer any year-end funds according to state statute and or KSDE guidelines. Sean Katz seconded the motion, and the motion passed 6-0. President Miller then adjourned the meeting at 8:37 p.m. Funeral services for Mary Earhart, 88, of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday, June 17th, at the Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, and burial will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 1 to 7 p.m. today, Friday, June 16th, with the family greeting friends from 5 to 7 p.m. at the funeral home. Memorial contributions may be made to the Ambi Home of Norton and sent in care of Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Baumgars is a store full of ideas for Father's Day. Come in and browse our casual shirts and tees, racks of Levi's and Wrangler jeans, plus workwear from Noble Outfitters and Carhartt. There's power tools and accessories from DeWalt and Milwaukee, plus hand tools and air compressors of every size, automotive accessories, and a full line of pickup toolboxes, too. Family owned for over 75 years, we'll always have
what you need.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick, our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Last Thursday in Topeka, a plug-and-play expo was held at the Townsite Tower. I had the chance to attend the convention and spoke with Senior Vice President of Innovation, Stephanie Moran, about the history of the expo.
In October of 2020, we launched our first batch of startups, batch zero, and so this is now batch five. This is our first time actually hosting here in Topeka. As I said, October 2020 was right in the middle of the pandemic, so everything went virtual and online for a couple of years there. We've been meeting back up in Silicon Valley at the Plug and Play Tech headquarters, but this June event is our first time to really showcase those startups here in Topeka and let the community see what we've been doing in the innovation sector and get to know some of these startups.
Moran says that this is the first live session.
Yes, so this is our first live event. We have 15 startups that are pitching their technologies, products, ideas to our local community leaders, our angel investors, venture capital, and corporate sponsors, so that they can see if there are partnerships, synergies that can happen between corporates, between universities. So it's really finding those connections that help these startups move their businesses forward.
And that these types of conventions are all about making connections.
Absolutely. So we've held a resource event yesterday for our startups, which introduced them to some of our university partners, angel investors, venture investors, but also some of our local leadership through government. A lot of times there are regulatory issues that some of these companies face. And with Topeka being the state capital and having access to our elected officials, that's a strong opportunity for these startups to have those connections that may help remove some of those barriers that help them move their technologies forward.
This is the Kansas Ag.
A frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Severe storms possible again today over most of our western counties and a few isolated severe thunderstorms for the rest of our state, except for the eastern counties. We have cold fronts sweeping in from the northwest and warm and humid air coming in from the south. Large hail and damaging wind will be the main issues to watch out for, but a few tornadoes will be possible with any storms in our far western counties this afternoon and evening ahead of that cold front. A batch of precipitation will roll across the state starting tonight and lasting into early Sunday along with that cold front. On the map, heading into the afternoon, low pressure is forming in southeast Colorado and near the northern Texas panhandle. Our cold front is just now entering northwestern Kansas. The front will move into our western counties through the afternoon. We can expect severe thunderstorms to pop up this afternoon and evening. Most of those will stay in the western third of our state with isolated severe storms elsewhere. We also have a good possibility of severe weather into this evening as the front slows down over western Kansas and low pressure gets stronger near the panhandles. Overnight, the front will move into central Kansas, a good chance of rain and thunderstorms spreading to the central counties. Scattered showers early Saturday, then precipitation chances increase in eastern Kansas tomorrow afternoon with rain and thunderstorms looking likely. Late Saturday into Sunday, the showers will taper off as the front moves out. Sunday looks fair and warmer for most areas. This afternoon in the northwest counties, we're in the upper 70s to mid 80s with mid to upper 50s overnight. Upper 80s in the north central counties tonight, low to mid 60s. Upper 80s northeast and mid 60s for the overnight hours. Low 80s southwest and upper 50s for tonight. Upper 80s in the south central counties and low to mid 60s for the overnight lows. Southeast, upper 80s this afternoon and mid 60s tonight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You covered.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.